I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week, we have more stuff. As if we didn't have enough stuff already, we got more. And this time, we actually have it from the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Yes. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I know some of you just can't wait for that one. Anyway, this particular show is brought to you by Private Internet Access. PIA, I like to call it. And their motto is, always use protection. Yes, indeed. It's important that you have a VPN. All you got to do is go to drbill.tv, as it says right there on the screen, drbill.tv, whack, or slash, however you would like to say it, VPN, Virtual Private Network. If you go to that address that I'm showing right now, you will get a great deal on a VPN, and you need to be using a VPN, particularly in these days of such shenanigans. Shenanigans, I tell you. You know there's shenanigans. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. I'm going to find the blog. I just told you about it. Now I'm going to find it because, like I said, we have stuff from the blog. What do you think of that? Isn't that cool? Dish is shutting down the Sling Box. I don't know if you remember the Sling Box. The Sling Box's claim to fame, which, by the way, I have a shot of it right over here. The Sling Box is the old original one, by the way. Their claim to fame was that you could have your TV set up for whatever channels you got. And then if you went to like a hotel in another state, you could use your laptop and tap in across the web to that device in your house and see TV just like you'd see it at home, even if you had stuff recorded on your DVR or whatever. Which in its day, way back when, oh, it's been 12 years, almost probably 13 years ago that the Sling Box came out. And I had an original Sling Box, just like the picture there. And it quit working. So I tossed it. But it was a cool idea. Well, now Dish is shutting it down. They said it's being discontinued because we've had to make room for new and innovative products so that we can continue to serve our customers the best way possible. In other words, it wasn't selling. I kind of cut through the corporate speak. All right? Just saying. Anyway, next item. The new USB 4 standard is coming soon, as in 2021. That is the year right after this one. This is 2020. The year we shall all try to forget. Yes. Anyway, hopefully 2021 will be a better year. The USB standard has been a long and winding road, as I say in the article here. But this new standard is coming. Now, it's going to be using the same USB plug, like a USB-C plug. Probably it'll still be called a USB-C style plug, but it'll be USB 4. The USB 4 is run together, so it's not USB space 4, but USB 4. Okay. And it will have many benefits that are worthwhile, splendid and worthwhile. 40 gigabits per second maximum speed. Whoa! Using two-lane cables, some devices will be able to operate on these two-lane cables up to 40 gigabytes per second, the same speed as Thunderbolt 3. More about that in a moment. DisplayPort Alt Mode 2.0. USB 4 will support DisplayPort 2.0 over its alternative mode. DisplayPort 2.0 can support 8K resolution at 60 Hz with HDR10 color. Whoa. That's pretty cool. That's a lot of throughput. All right. Compatible with Thunderbolt 3 devices. Some, but not necessarily all USB 4 implementations will also work with Thunderbolt 3 devices. So if you got a Thunderbolt 3, yeah, it's a crapshoot whether it's going to work or not, but it might. Better resource allocation for video. If you're using USB 4 to transport both video and data at the same time, the port will allocate bandwidth accordingly. So if the video needs 20% of the bandwidth to do its job, then for your 1080p monitor, that's also a hub, the other 80% will be free for transferring files from your computer. Okay. Now, like I said, it will use Type-C ports, what we call the Type-C connector. It is compatible with Thunderbolt 3, sort of. Notice I said sort of. It won't be fully compatible. Leastwise, it would be a Thunderbolt 3, wouldn't it? But no, it will be somewhat compatible. Like I said, whether it works or not is going to be just whether it works or not. For your, in your case, you just won't know. That's going to be frustrating, I know, for a lot of people. Anyway, though it can hit theoretical speeds of up to 40 gigabytes per second, not all USB devices or hosts will support that standard. We were told that there will be three speeds, 10 gigabits per second, 20 gigabits per second, and 40 gigabits per second. And again, it just depends on the device as to whether you will achieve that throughput. But that's still pretty doggone fast for a USB connection. It will share bandwidth between video and data, as I've mentioned. And it will support USB PD, which is power delivery. Okay, it'll deliver power right over the cable. So hopefully you won't have to plug in your external device to additional power. We'll see. So many caveats here. And what about all of this? It's going to be 2021. Probably, if I had to hazard a guess, well, they say early 2021. Yeah, we'll see. Okay. But anyway, oh, it will also cost more than USB 3.2 in terms of manufacturing of devices and cables. So you'll be paying a little bit of a premium for that speed. But that's still pretty useful. I'm looking forward to that. All right, Google, the number one evil empire, has officially designated by me and the other computer curmudgeon, my buddy that I used to work with, is officially the evilest evil empire. They want you. They're looking for you to help with their quest for further world domination. I'm only partially joking. No, they want you to help them crowdsource. That's hard to say. Crowdsource their AI learning. Think about this now. They want you for free to give up your time to use your photos in Google Photos. Label those photos like, say, motorcycle, car, to identify them so that their AI can learn what those things are. Oh, yeah. There's no problem with that. You're sharing your data with them, which of course you already are if you're using Google. B, you're then volunteering your time to train their AI. And of course, I know what you're saying. You're saying those googly people out there are saying, well, yes, but Dr. Bill, of course, but it's because we want our stuff to be more accurate. We want to be able to do searches on things and so forth. Yeah. Privacy concerns. Privacy, privacy, privacy. Did I mention the VPN? Let me throw that back up there. Get a VPN. Because otherwise they will jump on your data like a chicken on a bug. I know I'm a country boy. What can I say? All right. Last item. Apple is no longer using Intel CPUs. What? They made a big deal of going to Intel because they wanted Intel speed. But, of course, AMD is eating Intel's lunch these days. But that's another story altogether. Anyway, so what Apple has done is they created a new CPU called the M1. The M1. And they have released it in the form of a MacBook Air that they sent me information about. Our thinnest, lightest notebook, completely transformed by the Apple M1 chip. CPU speeds up to 3.5 times faster. GPU speeds up to 5 times faster. Keyword is faster. Our most advanced neural engine for up to 9 times faster machine learning. Well, there you go again with the machine learning. The longest battery life ever in a MacBook Air and a silent fanless design. This much power has never been this ready to go. I'm reading the blurb they sent me as an email. It'll start at $999 or $83.25 a month. And it will be available starting 11/17, which is just a couple days away. Now, they sent me this because I was an Apple customer. I used to have a MacBook Pro, and it was nice, you know, but it got old and tired. Plus, I just wasn't using it that much. So I don't have it anymore. But at any rate, some of you out there that used to work with me remember me carrying that thing in, all fancy with the carbon fiber stickers on the outside to make it look cool and flip it open during a meeting and like, dude, check it out. That's pretty much why people use Apple, is so they can come in and go, dude, check it out. You know it's true. Anyway, I don't have it anymore. But, you know, I don't have... Think about that. I don't have the Slingbox anymore. I don't have the MacBook anymore. I'm getting rid of old tech. But that's okay, because I still have old tech. My laptop and things of that nature, and my PC. Somebody's calling me on the phone again because I'm doing a show. Let's see if they're any interest at all. No, it's one of those 800 numbers where they just want to give you a hard time and sell you something. So, fooey on them, I ain't answering it. And they're going to keep ringing, but that's okay. The show's over. Nothing to see here. Go home. You don't have to. Well, I guess you do, because I'm shutting the show down. Anyway, remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.